Today is Daf Mem Vav. We're going to go back. We're going to start at the bottom of Mem Hei Beit, the last word. The last word of Mem Hei Beit, Meisvei. So Rabbi Yochanan made statements which are going to be contradicted by this following Brisa. The Brisa says like this. Ha'ose lulav la'atzmo. Somebody makes a lulav. Amar, he says, Baruch shechiyonu v'kimonu v'elav manazah. When he makes the lulav, he makes a shechiyonu. Not low. When he shakes the lulav, let's say spoke to be yotzei, Omer baruch asher kedishanu v'mesasav tzivanu, alatilas lulav. Right, very nice. So far, so good. Then the Brisa says, "Afal pishe birich alav yom rishon chozim mevarach kol shiva." You make the bracha on lulav all 7 days, and Rabbi Yochanan said you make a bracha only one day. That's one kasha. Next, Hosei sukkah la'atzah. You make a sukkah. Omer, you say baruch shechiyonu v'kimaru. Right, nichnas. That's when you make the sukkah. You make a shechanu. Nichnas le'shevba. When you make a bracha, when you go into the sukkah to sit in it. Omer Asher Kedeshanu b'mitzvosav itzvanu leishev basukah. V'kivon shabirech yom rishon shuvei mevarech. Once you make a bracha once, you don't have to make a bracha for the rest of sukkahs. That's another kasha under Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, you make a bracha every day. Two kashas. Right? Kasha lulav alulav, kasha sukkah asukah. Kashas, two kashas. So before we get to answer the question, we have to do the third tosvos. The third tosvos says, that nichnas leishev ba o mevarech leishev bas nichnas leishev ba mevarech leishev basukah, but it doesn't say to make a shechianu. Midelo ka amar mevarech shtayim. It doesn't say to make a bracha twice. Kidiktani seifa basuya vomedes, like we're going to have later. Vin yochel lechadish ba davar. You can't be mechadish. You can't do anything new to the sukkah. You touch the tzchach, whatever. Mashma de mapik de nafik ahe abarech de berech asiyah shechianu. It's mashma that on Yontif, you don't make a shachianu, because you made it when you made the sukkah. Okay? V'tema, tepikle de mevarech mishum Yontif. Kimo she mevarechin en ha-Yontif de Pesach v'atzeres, v'chol shayom tovim. Why aren't you making a shachianu? There's a separate idea, we did it yesterday, the other Tosfos, why are you making a shachianu when you make a sukkah? So why can't you make another shachianu? Because it's Yontif. And Tosfos answers, v'shema, kiven de sukkah machmas chag ka'asya. Since sukkah comes because of a chag, it's a chag, svaruhu, dismandi day, afal pi sheberech b'chol potter. So, what is a chag? The chag means it starts on sukkahs, lav dafka, maybe it starts whenever you put your sukkah up. And some of Chuanim say, Tosos would only mean that if it was when Tishrei started. You put up a sukkah Hanukkah time, that's not the chag of sukkahs. But Tishrei already is the chag of sukkahs. Put it up on some gedalia, you're bored, you put up your sukkah on some gedalia, you make a shechianu, you put it up. So you're not going to make a shechianu 2 weeks later. You just made a shechianu 2 weeks ago. It's all within the realm of the chag of sukkahs. And therefore you don't make a shechianu. Af b'chag. This man ki ka'asi machmas moed. Ka'asi. Why are you making a shechianu? Because I put up a sukkah. Eating in the sukkah, it's the same thing. Mubdafilu b'yomtev, even on yomtev. Kedam al kaman, boy lo b'erich, a'idna b'varech l'machar, o'la machmina. What if you don't make a shechianu the first night of sukkahs for whatever reason? Do it a different night. You do all 7 nights. So what's Tosfos saying? Tosfos says that since we made a shechianu when you put up the sukkah, when you built it, it's yontif now. You don't build the sukkah on yontif. Yeah, but you made a shechianu already last week when you put up the sukkah. Or a week and a half ago when you put up the sukkah. So you make a shechianu again because of yontif? No. Now, we don't hold like this. First of all, we don't make a shechianu when we put up a sukkah. And we make a shechianu on yontif. We even make a shechianu on the second night of yontif for sake of the yoma. Right? But this tosvos is the root of the following halacha. Some people do it, some people don't. Most, I think, do it. On the second night, they switch the order of the brachos in the sukkah. First night, how do they do it? You make kiddush. Then you make a leishev basukkah. Then you make a shechianu. On the second night, you make kiddush, shechianu, and then a lay shave. What's the difference? What? The difference is this tosvos. That's what the Mechaber says. Below Yom Tov Sheni, on the second night, Omer Kaddish, Kiddush, Zman, Achav Miad, make Kiddush, Shechen right away, V'achar Kach, Birch HaSukkah, then you make a bracha on lay shave HaSukkah, Das HaRosh, V'chein Roy Nog, says Rama, that's what you should do. I think most people do it that way. Why do most people? Because that's what the Machzor says. Why does the Machzor say that? Because the Mechaber said it. Why did the Mechaber say it? So Mishnah Berurah points out, because why should you have a hefsek between Kiddush and Shechiyanu? Between Kiddush and Shechiyanu. Why? So on the Kiddush, Shechiyanu. What about Leishei Basukah? On the first night, the Shechiyanu goes on both. It goes on the Leishei Basukah, and it also goes on Kiddush, on the Chag. We don't make a Shechiyanu when we put up the Sukkah. But on the second night, Tosus's logic kicks in. I've already made a Shechiyanu. When? Last night. I already made a Shechiyanu last night. So it said, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's no worse than making a Shechiyanu when you put up your Sukkah. It's no worse than that. So why should there be a hefsek now to put the Leishei Basukah stuck in between the Kiddush and Shechiyanu? Why should you do that? We're making a Shechiyanu again. Because we make Shechiyanus twice. But it should come first now. It shouldn't be a hefsek.
It's so wordy for no reason.
Yeah.
It's much simpler. I mean, it's a very simple thing.
That's right.
One goes on both, one goes on one.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, that's the story. Okay? And now the answer to the question. Either with Steers over here. So the Gemara says like this. Bishloma lulav alulav lokasha. Lulav's not a kasha. When did Rabbi Yochanan say you make a lula? When did Rabbi Yochanan say you make one bracha? Kanvas mancha beis mikdash kayim. Right? So when beis mikdash was around and lulav was a doraisa, you make a bracha every day. Kan, and Rabbi Yochanan was talking about you make a bracha one time. When there's no Beis HaMikdash. So then the whole thing is Derabanan. Said, we're going to make one bracha. It's good enough. El Sukkah, Asukkah, Kasha. What about Sukkah? How many brachas are you making on Sukkah here? And the answer is Tanoyi. It's a machlokas Tanoyim. Titanya. Yeah, this brisa seemed to go against Rabbi Yochanan. But there's another brisa. Tfilin. Kol Zman Shemenichim, Mavarach Aleim, Divri Rebbe. Says Rebbe, every time you put on Tfilin, you make a bracha. Says Rashi in the last wide line. Vafilu Cholzin. You take a tefillin off 100 times a day. There's no difference sukkah and day and night. If you have dinner in a sukkah or breakfast in a sukkah, you have to make a bracha. No difference. It's one long day. You make a bracha every time you go in and out. You put it, make a bracha. Which is what we do. You eat breakfast, you make a bracha. You eat dinner, you make a bracha. You eat lunch, you make a bracha. You have a snack. Mizonos, you make a bracha, leishei basukah again. V'chacham omrim, eino mevarech elo shachris bolvad. You only make a bracha every time you have breakfast. That bracha goes the whole day. Like learning Torah is like that. Make a bracha once in the morning. What?
V'chacham we're talking about
tefillin. Right. One time. Like what? Like learning Torah. Make a bracha only one time. And you stop. You go back to learn. You don't make a bracha again. So tefillin's like that. And sukkah's also like that. Itmar, Abaya Am Hilchas HaKarebi. Abaya said you hold like Rebbe. Rav Am Hilchas HaKarabanan. Amar Rav Mori Breda Rav Shmuel B'chazinale L'Rava. Dela Ovid Kishmaitze. Ela, do you want to hold like that? Ela Makdim V'koi V'ayala B'Sakise. V'nafuk O'mash Yodi U'monach Tfilin U'varech. He would go to the bathroom. When he came out of the bathroom, he made a bracha again on his tefillin. That happens. People do that. They go to the bathroom. They're supposed to make a bracha when you come back out of the bathroom. Because you can't wear tefillin in the bathroom. So by taking them off, you've made a hefsek, you put them back on, you have to make another bracha. I don't know if people know to do that, but you're supposed to do that.
Doesn't it depend?
On what?
How long you're in the bathroom for?
No, because you can't take the tefillin into the bathroom. So once you take
them,
no matter what.
What's that? You have in mind to put it back on?
I don't know. You have to look at the... I think the answer is it doesn't make a difference if you had it in mind. I'm not sure, so I don't want to say. But for sure, if you didn't have it in mind. For sure, that. So yeah, but I just put them on 20 minutes ago. I had to go to the bathroom. I had to go to use the restroom. I put them back, make a bracha again.
What's the difference than if you're sitting at a meal and you eat something, then you get up to go to the bathroom and you come back? You're not making a bracha on your...
Because there's no hesach hadas.
That's not hadas either. I'm coming back into shul.
So it might be different. It might be different. Because you can't wear them in the bathroom. That's why it might be different.
You can't eat in the bathroom either.
It's not a halacha like that. You can't. Yeah, we don't need the bathroom out of covered. You're allowed to. You're allowed to eat in the bathroom.
You can technically wear your probably your
in our bathrooms, you can.
Correct.
Because our bathrooms are not like those kinds of bathrooms.
You're going to see the Gemara, they say here that because on this day of the Gemara, the bathroom should be far away.
That's right. That's right. V'yichistrich zimnachwina, ayla beisakisi, unafak umashed umanach tfilim, umavarech. And another time it happened, same thing happened. Right?
There has to be a reason that some of them you do and some of them you don't.
Right, right.
You put a talus again, you do.
That's right. 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 V'ana nami krebi avdina, umavarech and kal shiva. We do like Rebbe, we make a bracha all 7 days. Amar Mar Zutra, Right, so what, another question, we didn't get to the end. What's the difference? Why by learning Torah you make only one bracha a day? And why by lulav only once? And why by sukkah every time? You said by lulav you can learn it because you never stop learning, right?
By Torah
no shir,
right?
No, not the no shir. You never stop learning. That's what it is. You never stop. No, what about it? I went to work. I'm not learning at work. No, really you're learning still. That's the answer that they give. That question's better than the answer. You're not learning.
But also, when, let's say Yom Kippur, when you take your talis off and you go for a 2-hour break,
right.
You make another bracha.
Right.
Because you have less,
you have in mind to put it back on. So can you have in mind to put on a 6-hour break? Can you have in mind to put on 6 hours later? No. The answer is no. What? No, they say by learning, you never stop learning. Even if you're at work, you're still in the back of your head, you're still learning. That's what they answer. I think it's 2 hours. I think it's a share. I think it's a 2-hour break. If you have 2 hours, you don't have to make a bracha. More than that, you do.
That's your thing.
I think so.
I think so also, because I think sometimes we put on Yom Kippur to make a bracha again.
I think it's a 2 hours. If it's more than 2 hours, which many times it is more than 2 hours. It depends how long the break is. Many times we have to make like 2 hours. By the time you get it back, whatever. So I'm not postulating. You have to ask somebody, but you can't have a 6-hour break. You could have 6-hour breaks. Shuls have 6-hour breaks. You can't have that. But I can't imagine that 6 hours, I have it in mind. You can have it in mind. You have in mind the whole hours and hours and hours and hours. At some point, it breaks. So when do we say that? When do we don't? I don't know. That I don't know. Aramar Zutra, Chazina Leila Rav Papi, Techolei Mastamanach Tvilin, Mavarech. Whenever you put Tvilin on Rav Papi, he made a bracha. Rabbanon, Deverav Ashi, Amar, Kolei Mastamishamshe Behu Mavarech. Every time he touched his Tvilin, he made a bracha. So Tosfos says, the Chol Emas, mitzvah de mishamesh behen. It's a mitzvah to touch your tefillin. It's a mitzvah to always remember you're wearing them. You shouldn't forget you're wearing tefillin. You're not supposed to say the things they say when you're out of tefillin and act the way they say. You're not supposed to. The parak kama de yuma, yalfina mitzitz. Ma tzitz, shein bo elas karachas. The tzitz only has Hashem's name one time. All right, velo is parish ma'i mevarech. Right, and tzitz only has tefillin one time. Tefillin has Hashem's name 100 times, many more than once. Of course you should treat it much more, you should treat it in a certain way. Now, it says to us, what bracha do you make when you touch your tefillin? Even according to, what bracha was that? So, im v'rachin and lishmar chukav, k'moshe v'rachin and basar demasalkin mitzvillah, so, that's the bracha you make, lishmar chukav, which is a bracha they make when they remove the tefillin, which we don't do that today at all, o laniach, k'moshe v'rachin and b'shas ha'anocha, or is it lohaniach, like you make when you put on tefillin, k'diz b'akomit rabba, d'hachi hari munachin v'omdin. But you're already on. And all you're doing is adjusting them. So what bracha do you make? Umistabra, the barachin and lishmar chukav. I think that you make that bracha. Kibbut, the barachin and lishmar, the basa misalkin, tvilaso, kid itza, perak basimin. I think that's the story. I think you make that bracha. So others say, it can't be that you make a bracha every time you touch a tefillin. It's a little anal retentive to make a bracha every time. What it means is every time your tefillin are out of place and you're putting them back in place, which is the equivalent of putting them on, then you make a bracha. Not every time you touch them. You kiss them, you make a bracha? No. It means when they fall out of place, they slip to the side, now you're putting them back in place. That's like putting them on. Because when they're off the center, you're not wearing them. That's what it means. Every time you do that, you make a bracha. Fine.
But then it should be
one here. Ein chanami. That's right. Omer v'yehuda amar Shmuel. Mitzvah's lulav kol shiva. Mitzvah lulav, 7 days. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, Rishon mitzvah lulav. The first day is mitzvah lulav. Mikan ve'elech mitzvah zekenim. After that, it's mitzvah zekenim. What does that mean? It means the mitzvah of the rabbis. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, kol yom mitzvah zekenim. Afil yom Rishon. Right? Even the first day is mitzvah zekenim. First day? V'akayim alon yom Rishon daraisa. Ema, no, I meant b'bar yom Rishon. Except for the first day, right? Except for the first day. Then the same the exact same thing. So machlokas now. No. Ema v'chein amar v'yitzchak. Right. And also v'yitzchak said that. There's no machlokas. Rav savar kol shiva mitzvahs lulav. All 7 days is mitzvahs lulav. All 7 days is mitzvahs lulav. And Rashi says, boi bracha le mitzvahs lulav. You need a mitzvahs lulav. Afal gav derabanan hu. Even though it's a derabanan, boi bracha. You require a bracha. Fine. Very nice. If you make a Chanukah candle, tzarech levarech. Yes, make a bracha. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, haroe ner shel Chanukah, tzarech levarech. If you see the Chanukah candles, you also make a bracha. It's only talking about someone who doesn't have a house. doesn't have Hanukkah candles. So you see someone else as he makes a bracha. My mavarech, what bracha do you make? Amar Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon, the first day, Madlik Mavarech Shalosh. The guy who lights black Hanukkah candles makes three brachas. What three brachas? Lahadlik Leshel Hanukkah, Sh'asani Siman Shachianu. Haroe Mavarech Shtayim. If someone sees the candles, he doesn't light himself, he makes two brachas. Which two? Not Lahadlik Leshel Hanukkah. Mikan Ve'elech Madlik Shtayim, Madlik Mavarech Shtayim, Ro Mavarech Achas. After that, the one who makes the bracha, the one who lights candles makes two brachas. Lahadlik Ner and Sh'asani Sim. And if you see the candles, you make one bracha. Which bracha? Sh'asanisim lavaseinu. Says Tosas in the bottom. What about b'shar mitzvos? Other mitzvos. Kigon lulav, asuka. Lo takhidu levarech leroa ela b'ner chanaka. Gabi ner chanaka. There's no such bracha. I don't have a sukkah. I can't afford one. So I don't have a sukkah. So I look at his sukkah, I make a bracha? No. Only by chanaka they made that rule. Why? Two reasons, Tosfos says. Number one, Mishum Chavivas Hanes. Chavivas Hanes, Chanukah is a special thing. Number two, Gam Mishum Sheish Kama B'nei Adam She'en Lehem Batim Vein B'yadam L'kayim HaMitzvah. Many people don't have a way to fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah. The Tam Rishon Icha, the first answer is better, because Delo Tikshi Le Mezuzah. So what about Mezuzah? If you don't have a house, if you're homeless, you don't have a Mezuzah either. So you don't make a bracha when you see someone else's Mezuzah. So the answer must be because of Chavivas Hanes. But then Tosfos says another thing. He says, "Va'od yesh lafarish de ein shayach latakein leroa bracha she'ein osem avarech." You can't make a bracha on a mitzvah that I'm watching someone else do. So I can't make a bracha. What bracha do I make when I watch your chanukah candles? It's a separate bracha called she'as tenisim lavaseinu. I can't make a bracha lahadik neshal chanukah because you're watching you light candles. Of course not. So what other bracha is there by other mitzvahs? There is none. So what bracha am I going to... I don't have a lulav. I don't have. I have an onis. I don't have. I couldn't afford it. I don't have. So what bracha am I going to make when I watch you shake a lulav? What's it called? Alma tilas lulav? How can I make a bracha like that? I'm not even shaking it. Because you're shaking it? I can't make a bracha like that. There's no bracha to make. The only time you can do that is by Ner Chanukah, where there's another bracha. Then I can make that bracha. That I can make. And that's why there's only by Ner Chanukah such an idea, no other place. My mevarich, what bracha do you make? Baruch Hashem, Kedushan, and Vezon, Lahadik, Neshul Chanukah. Vehechen Zivanu, where were we commanded? Where were we commanded to make a bracha on Lahadik, Neshul Chanukah? Where was that command? So the Sfasema says, you could ask that, don't ask that kasha on the other 6 days of Sukkot about Lulav. We say, Alan Tzilas Lulav, six more times. Where were we commanded? That question don't ask. Why not? Because it's not the same kind of made up the Rabbanim. By Lulav, first of all, in the basic Mikdash it was all 7 days. And in the Gvulin it was only the first day Taka. But I see already, says the Sfas Emes, to say a bracha on all 6 days, not such a shaila, but Chanukah? That was completely made up by the Rabbanim. So where's the bracha? The answer is Milo Sasor. There's a lav in the Torah. Not to listen to what the rabbi said. Don't not listen to them. Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak Amar, Shal Avicha v'Yegedcha. Okay, another pasuk. Whatever your father says, you do. Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak Basni L'Behedya Amar Rav, Kol Sheva Mitzvahs Lulav, all 7 days. Tana Rabbanan, Hosisuk L'Atzmo Aruch Shechianu, Nichnas Leishiba Aruch Omer Baruch Hashem Kedushanu, Hoisasiv Omedes. You have a sukkah. I have my last year from my sukkah from last year. So if you have to do, that's what Tosfos was talking about before. If you can make something new, you fix some sach or something, then you make a bracha. If not, when you go into the sukkah, you make two brachas. What two brachas? Leishev and Shechianu. That's what Tosfos was talking about before. Amar Vashi, Chazin lehu Rav Kahana, Dekamalu kule akasa de kiddusha. He made a Shechianu on the Kiddush cup. Tana Rabbanan, Hayilufanov, Mitzvahs Harbe. If someone has in front of him many mitzvos, mitzvos harbe, many mitzvos. What mitzvos? Says Rashi, lito lulav, leshe basuka, loniach tefillin, losati patzitzis, many mitzvos. What did Rashi just say? He said lulav, sukkah, and tefillin, and tzitzis. Is Rashi saying that you were tefillin on chalamoid? Or was he just giving an example of many mitzvos? if Rashi meant what he said, then Rashi held the word tefillah nachal amoed. There's no place where Rashi, where we know Rashi's held, except for this one Rashi. So all the achronim go to town on this Rashi. Is Rashi taking a stand on that issue? Because he had many mitzvahs. Tefillin, lulav, sukkah, lulav, tefillin, and tzitzis.
Why does he mention halal?
What?
He doesn't mention halal.
He doesn't mention a lot of it. He doesn't mention benching either.
No, all right.
He doesn't mention a lot of things, right? He doesn't mention a lot of mitzvahs. He doesn't mention kibbutz of ein either.
No, bracha.
Oh, bracha. Oh, I see. So, I hear. So why did Rashi mention tefillin? So the ones who were tefillin achal amoed, you see, Rashi held you were tefillin achal amoed. And the ones who hold no, Rashi's just throwing in examples of tefillin, of different mitzvahs. Lav dafka on achal amoed. So however you want to take that Rashi, you can take this Rashi. This is the only place that Rashi says something where you can take a stand on this issue. Anyway, so if you have a lot of mitzvahs in front of you, Omer, you make the following bracha. Baruch, Hasher, Kedishana, Vizona, ala mitzvahs. You make like some catch-all bracha on all the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mavarach HaKol Achaz, Achaz Ufnei Atzma. No! You make a bracha separately. Every bracha, every mitzvah gets its own bracha. Omer, Zeh, Vitem, Rav Chanin, Bar Papa, Hilchazak, Rav Yehuda. Well, that's how we hold. Right? We don't make one bracha, catch-all bracha. Omer, Zeh, Rav Yitem, Rav Chanin, Bar Papa, my time with Rav Yehuda. Take it, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Every day you have to bench Hashem. Every mitzvah gets its own bracha. Vechim Yom, Mavarach HaNosso, Belayla, Eino, Baruch HaNosso. Only by day you think Hashem, not by night. Ella, Lo Malacha, B'chol Yom, V'yom. Every day, ten lo me'ein berchosav. You say the proper bracha for every day. Hachanami b'chol yom v'yom, ten lo me'ein berchosav. Yeah, every day you make the right brachas. You don't make the catch-all brachas. Listen to this. Midas basav adam. Yeh basav adam. Kli reikon machzik. Malay eino machzik. You have a cup that's full of something. You can't put any more in it. You put more in it, it'll spill out. It'll spill over, right? Avamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means Ruchnias. Mole Machzik, Reikon Eino Machzik, right? Only if it's full, it can become more full. If it's empty, you can't get full. Shenemar, like it says, meaning, you want to, Shenemar, like it says, where does it say it? Fahaya Im Shema Tishma, it's in this week's Parsha. Parsha's Kisava. Im Shema Tishma, it says in this week's Parsha. Im Tishma, right before the Tokacha. Im Tishma, Tishma. If you hear, you'll hear. V'im Lav, Lo Tishma. If you don't hear, you're not going to hear. Davar Acher, Im Tishma B'yashan, Tishma B'chadosh. Right? If you heard the old, you'll hear the new. V'im Yifna L'vivcha, Shuv Lo Tishma. And if you turn away, you're not going to hear it at all. In other words, you have to be in the game to stay in the game. Now, what if you're not in the game? So you can... Of course, we get into the game. It's just harder. Okay. Then we said a whole unrelated thing that they would take the etrogim away from the tinokos, and they would eat it. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. We had a whole discussion. It said miyad tinokos. Does it mean from the hand of? Does it mean right away? It was machlokas there, Rashi and Tosfos, right? And they go jousting, but by the chasid and kala, you have to pay if you right? All that was in this in these words. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Esrog, Bishvi Aser, on the seventh day of Sukkot, it's Aser the Esrog. You're not allowed to eat it. Bishmini Mutter. What about Shmini Atzeres? It's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Says Rashi, Aser la'achila. Va'afilu la'achar sheyotzebo. Even if you ate a mitzvah, the seventh day is Hoshana Rabbah. I came home from shul. I spent 3 hours in shul, Hoshana Rabbah. Now I'm home. Everyone shook by lulav. What am I doing with this lulav? Nothing more I'm doing with it. It's still asr. You can't eat the esrog. Right? Kid the mefarish taima. What's the reason? Because he holds kol shivas hayamim eskate. It's set aside for all 7 days. It's set aside for all 7 days. So therefore, just because I used my mitzvah already, and I'm not going to use it again, you don't get another mitzvah if you shake it a second time. What am I doing with this esrog? I'm not doing anything with it. You still have to wait till Shmini Atzeres. Rish Lakish Amar, no. Esra got fila b'shvi, nami mutter. No, says Rish Lakish, once you did your mitzvah, go right ahead, go eat it. So B'maika Mifligi, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, l'mitzvasa is katzoi. I'm sorry, Rish Lakish holds. It was set aside for your mitzvah. My mitzvah's done. My mitzvah's done.
What does it mean it was set aside?
No, so that's what this top Tosas talks about. We had a Gemara that a few days ago, the Rabbi Yochanan bit his esrog, took a bite out of it, and then he used it. So you see that it's not set aside. The Tosafot says, well, maybe he had seven esrogim, but every day he used a different one, and he ate today for tomorrow. Uncomplicated answer. Because what means set aside means it's used, it's for the mitzvah.
Right, so what's the halak? What are you being over? The aveira of?
Of nothing. Of just like zilzel. Zil, that's all it is. It's a zilzel. Shouldn't eat it now. It's a mitzvah. Now, it's not a mitzvah after Sukkot. So on Shmini Atzeres, it's no longer a mitzvah. Then you can eat it. Mar Sover, l'mitzvah katzai. It's set aside for the mitzvah. Umar Sover, no. L'kula yoma is katzai. It's not a mitzvah. It's the days. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though I came home from shul already, I shook my lulav, I shook my esrog, it's the day, it's going by the day. So therefore, I have to wait. Eisei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, one second, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that after Hoshana Rabba, biyad tinokos shomtes lulavim v'ochlan esrogim. That they would take the lulav, the esrogim for the kids, they would eat them. My lav, who adin l'gedolim? So adults too? Lo, tinokos dafka, only the ketanim. What's the difference? Says Rashi something staggering. Rashi says, shelo huksa l'mitzvah gemura. Because for the kids, their sorghum are not set aside for mitzvah gemura. Why not? Avol shel gedolim shows for l'mitzvah gemura, osim kol yom. But for adults, no way. What's that? What's not? What? Chinuch. So what does that mean? What does that mean, chinuch? Right? What? Is that what it means?
I don't know. That's what it sounds like.
What?
That's what it sounds like.
So, in order for this Rashi to make sense, you have to say as follows. The mitzvah of chinuch, there's no mitzvah for a 12-year-old to shake a lulav. No mitzvah at all. He's not an adult. There's a mitzvah on a father to mechanech your son. That is a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah on him to shake it. He's not an adult. There's no mitzvah on him. There's a mitzvah on you as a father, as a parent, to mechanech him. That's the mitzvah. It's a machlokes about this issue. This is what.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
His son before his bar mitzvah puts on his tefillin a month beforehand.
Right. Yeah, I think he does. Yeah. So that's a different.
Well, he said that tefillin that maybe.
No. But even if a 10-year-old shakes all of makes a bracha. Even if a 10-year-old shakes all of makes a bracha.
Correct. For the same reason.
But the point is, the mitzvah is not on him. It's on you. It's on you as a parent. To make sure he does his mitzvahs when he becomes an adult. So you're mechanech him. It's nothing to do with him. Only on him. It's a machlokes about this, how chinuch works. This is,
no, because the chinuch works is because I want him at the next day,
right,
when he becomes bar mitzvah, so, to be putting it on with the bracha.
Right.
If he doesn't put it on bracha night, I can put it on bracha then.
I understand. So
that's how chinuch works.
I understand, but how does it work halachically? It's on you, not on him. It
doesn't make a difference. But no,
so listen to what I'm saying. The sefer called this Oros Tshuva says this. It's on you, not on him. Therefore, this esrog is not a mitzvah gemura. Because it's only a mitzvah, it's only on chinuch, it's not on an etzim esrog. You have a din, you have an obligation to train your son in all mitzvahs, in lulav, in tzitzis, in everything you have a mitzvah of chinuch. So the only mitzvah of chinuch, it's not a mitzvah of esrog, the chinuch is expressed in 613 different ways. Esrog's one of them. So there's no etzim mitzvah on the esrog, and therefore for the kids, you can eat it. That's how you have to explain Rashi. Rashi is not a mitzvah gemura. What does he mean by that? He means that the chinuch is on you as a parent, not on the kid. It's on you as a parent, and therefore it's not a mitzvah gemurah. There's only other way to make Rashi make sense. Anyway, Ikka de Amri, others say, no, Eisei Rabbi Yochanan le Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan turned the Mishnah around on Rish Lakish and said, Miyad tinokos shomtin esulavan, v'ochlin esrogeim tinokos. They would eat the esrogs of the kids. Tinokos in gedolim lo. Only the kids. Why? That's not really a mitzvah, it's chinuch, all that whole amdus. No, the answer says Rish Lakish back. You can even eat the esrog of gedolim. Why did the Mishnah say kids? Because most of the time you're taking away the esrog from the kids. That's an orcha de milsa. It's normally what's going to be the case. In a chanam, it can even be from adults. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, why can't you take apart your sukkah on what? No. So the question is that esrog is mutter on Shmini Atzeres, but your sukkah is not. So what's going on here? Amalei sukkah dechazil ben hashmashos, because I tell you why. Let's say you want to have a meal ben hashmashos on Hoshana Rabbah. You have to go to the sukkah. Why? Because it's a suffix, what suffix what day it is. Right? So chazil lebein hashmashos, divatam leis udatza, boil meitzav, begavei, umeichel begavei. So you have to go eat in the sukkah. Why? Maybe it's sukkahs. So it's katsui lebein hashmashos, so it's set aside for bein hashmashos. Umigud is katsui lebein hashmashos, it's katsui lekula yom adishmini. So once that happens, it's set aside for the whole shmini atzeres. You can't touch it. Esrog, delo chazil lebein hashmashos, nobody shakes a little bein hashmashos, right? Lo is katsui lebein hashmashos, lo is katsui lekula yom adishmini, right? Says Rashi, why Rashi says three words? Shiyotze b'shachris, because he shook it b'shachris. So it's not set aside for Shemini, for Ben HaShemashos. Set aside, what if he didn't shake it by Shachris? He forgot. And now it's Ben HaShemashos. Ein HaChanami. You have to shake it now, and then it becomes Aser on Shemini Atzeres. Because Aser, because it's set aside on Ben HaShemashos. Most of the time it's going to be unusual. Eating it is much more common. I want to have a meal before, you know, in the afternoon, whatever it is. That's it. But all of most, 99% Rashi's right. You went Davin Shachris. But if the rare person didn't, Ein HaChanami would be set aside. Right.
That shows that we're done.
Right, it's true. Not only that, some people have a minute to unbind the lulav when they go around the Hoshanas. They're already done then. Right? Levi Amar, Esrog, Afilu B'Shmini Aser. The Esrog's Aser, even on Shmini Atzeres. Esrog's Aser. Why is that? Right? Because Levi says, I understand what Rashi just said. Levi didn't say that. Right, Rashi just said that most people shake by chakras, but Lav Dafki has to do that. So it could be it's Ben HaShemashos sits around, therefore it's set aside for Ben HaShemashos, it's Aser the whole Shemini Atzeres. Vavua de Shmuel Amar, Esrog b'Shvi Aser. No, Esrog on Shvi's Aser, b'Shmini Mutter. Shmini's Mutter. Why? Because Rashi, what Rashi said, you shook it already. Come Avua de Shmuel b'Shvi Tosset to Levi. Shmuel got up and passed like Levi. Come Reb Zera, Bishitaseh, Davur de Shmuel. And then Reb Zera passed on like Shmuel's father. Thumb Reb Zera, Esrog Shedifsala, Asala Achla Kol Shiva. You can't eat it all 7 days. Why not? Because it's set aside for the whole 7 days. Amr Reb Zera, Lo Likni Inish Hoshana, Liyanuka, Biyom Tava Kama. You shouldn't give a lulav, the word Hoshana here means the Dal Minim. You shouldn't give the Dal Minim to a child before you shook on the first day. Why? My time, why not? Because the Yanuka make Nakani. The child can be konit. Aknuye lo mikne, and we can't give it back to you. Vishtachach, the nafik belulav, when he takes the dalaminim, she'ena shalo. When you take the dalaminim, they're not going to be yours. Why? They belong to him. Why? You bought it? Yeah, but you bought it for $150, $200. You gave it to him, he's 6 years old, 5 years old. He shook it, he can't give it back to you. Halachically, he can't give it back to you. Why? That's halacha by children. They can't give things over to other people. They don't have any das. They can accept it, but they can't give it over. So therefore, make sure you don't do that. And that's how the Esrogim sellers invented chinuch sets for that very reason. This is the reason why they invented it.
Why
right?
Not just give it to an almanas that he's not?
Because he can't be involved in all those almanas. He's okay. Only 5 years old.
One second. If I have something sitting in my house and my 5 year old comes and picks it up, he owns it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you didn't give it to him. You didn't give it to him. Maybe not.
It's just chinuch. You don't transfer it to him. Just tell him to shake yours.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to. But you want to give it to him, he can't give it back to you.
No.
If I give my child my becher,
yeah.
Right, Friday night, make kiddush, I give him my becher. He owns my becher.
Maybe not, but there's no issue of lochem by bechers.
You don't need to own your becher.
By when it comes to, you don't have to own your becher. When it comes to lulav, you have to own it. You don't own it because he owns it.
I give my 5-year-old my becher
.
To make kiddush on. And then Tuesday, I decide to mekadesh a woman with that becher.
Yes, you can.
Why?
I don't know.
How come my 5-year-old took it?
I hear. I'm not sure.
Now, what you're saying is that the chinuch has to include lochem too. You can't just tell him to shake this lulav. You have to tell him.
No. It's the requirement of shaking lulav has to be lochem. Has to be lochem.
Right. So
let's say an adult walks to the show. I don't have a lulav. I didn't buy a lulav. Say, I'll give it to you. I'm a nasi. Give it back to me.
Right.
That works.
Here's the problem. Your kid's walking in the street, finds an Aveda. Your wife finds an Aveda, right?
Yeah.
Picks it up, right? Who's walking?
It belongs to you.
Exactly.
No, but the wife is for a different reason. That's it. Shouldn't have fighting.
No,
that's not.
Yeah, because it's yours. Because you have to just give support to her, but everything that she has is yours. Same thing with the kids. The concept doesn't make any sense, but we just go with it.
Right. From Rav Zera, Lolema Inish Liyanuke, Devina Lachmidi, Vyal Yavle. Don't tell kids you're going to give them something and then not come through and give. Don't do that. Don't promise them something and then don't deliver. Don't do that. Why? Mishum the asil lag muri
l'shikva. What Marcus say happened to me?
You're going to teach your kids how to lie.
When Beast was a child, he found a stack of money on the street in Yerushalayim. And he picked it up. And then it was a whole discussion what we do. I mean, who belongs the money? Who did the money come from?
It
was
you.
Right. But it wasn't so such an easy...
This is not a American concept.
Right? Okay, let's finish. So you shouldn't tell your kids, you shouldn't tell promise your kids things they don't deliver, because you're going to teach them to be liars. It says, Limdu Lashonam Devar Sheker. How about Midvar Sheker Tirocha? This is a pasuk. Where is this pasuk?
It is in Yirmiyahu.
It's in Yirmiyahu. You couldn't find the pasuk from the Torah, Midvar Sheker Tirocha. You have to go to a pasuk in Yirmiyahu about Sheker. So the answer is, because that pasuk in Midvar Sheker Tirocha is really only talking about Bezdin. It's not talking about not lying. Stam. Okay, whatever. Anyway, Upulta Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Itmar, Hamafresh Shiva Esrogim L'Shiva Yamim. If someone set aside seven Esrogim for 7 days, Omar Rav Kol Achas V'Achas Yotzeb Av Ochlo La'Alter. You can be Yotzit, eat it right away. Why? Ravasi Omar Kol Achas Achas Yotzeb V'Ochlo Machar. The next day you can eat, not that day. Say Machlokas. L'Maikam V'Fligi. What are they arguing about? Mar Savar L'Mitzvosa Katzayu. Mar Savar L'Kuli Yovis Katzayu. What was it set aside for? The day or the mitzvah? So if you have seven esrogim for 7 days of the week, and so once the minute you yotze, so you can eat it. Why? My mitzvah's over. Others say, no, you have to wait until the next day because it goes for the day. V'anan, the Isli, treyomi, we have 2 days yontif. Hechi avdina, what do? Amar Abaya, shmini safek shvi osir. Osir and shmini atzeres. Tisha, safek shmini mutter. But on Simchas Torah, it's taka mutter. Maremer Amar Afilu Shmini Safek Shvi Mutter. What do you mean? Even on the 8th day, it's Mutter. Besura Avdi Kemaremer. Rav Shisha Bei Davidi Avid Kabaya. Vehilchasa Kida Abaya. And Halacha is like Abaya. This is going to lead us now into the issue of sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which is what's coming up in the next 10 lines. Okay? We'll do it tomorrow. So we'll stop here. I'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Yeah.